to Srila Sanatana Goswami by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, some of these teachings are in the category of Sambandha, but he also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave Sanatana Goswami many instructions on the execution of devotional service, which Sanatana Goswami later compiled in the work Hari Bhakti Vilas. This Hari Bhakti Vilas, however, was given to Gopal Bhatta Goswami for editing, and it was also published by Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. In this Hari Bhakti Vilas, you will find a wonderful description of how to conduct your life in the Vaidhi Bhakti process. In fact, these instructions given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like a guideline for all aspiring Vaishnavas. And today, because we have a limited amount of time only for each Goswami, we won't really be able to go into these teachings. But I will just give you a short overview from memory so as to introduce you to the subjects. There, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes to Sanatana Goswami the different processes of Vaidhi Bhakti, starting with the early morning duties. He goes into such a lovable detail as to describe that one should brush his teeth. He describes Ekadasi and the Ekadasi Vrata. He describes the different types of paraphernalia used in deity worship. He also describes rules like worshipping the banyan tree, following... Anyways, all kinds of very detailed instructions are described in that part of the teachings of Sanatana Goswami. Now, in that comes a part which is about the Gayatri Mantra. Now, since we did not, since Mahanidhi Maharaj could not come and give his seminar light on the Gayatri Mantra, and since many of us who heard about this seminar were really looking forward to hear about that, let me give you a little knowledge about the Gayatri Mantra, which has been given by Srila Sanatana Goswami. Just because it is a very advanced subject matter, we will more or less follow Srila Prabhupada's purport in one of the books. Prabhupada writes, Srila Sanatana Goswami is the ideal spiritual master for he delivers one to the shelter of the lotus feet of Madan Mohan. If you remember the first part of our lecture, our presentation on Sanatana Goswami, you might well remember that he worshipped Madan Mohan or Madan Gopal, that is the Sambandha deity of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Just by worshipping Madan Mohan, something very, very important will happen in your lives. We will become free from the whip of lust. Someone who wants to have his connection to Krishna cannot allow lust to sit in his consciousness. So Sanatana Goswami has given us this deity, Madan Gopal, whom we will also visit when we finally arrive at Vrindavan, in between of our Braj Mandal Parikrama. So Prabhupada describes a very nice detail which very much pertains to our lives now on this Parikrama. Please listen with full attention. Even though one may be unable to travel on the field of Vrindavan, you may say, well, we are traveling quite happily over the fields of Vrindavan. There are a few thorns, but it's all right. But let us remind ourselves that the actual Vrindavan, where the rivers are nectar, where Krishna's flute can be heard, where the ground is made with Chintamani, that Vrindavan is sometimes peeking through, so to say. Most of our cases of the devotees here, that Vrindavan is yet to be realized on the purified state of Vishuddha Sattva. That means a state beyond the three modes of material nature, which is a transcendental state of consciousness. So Prabhupada writes, even though one may be unable to travel on the field of Vrindavan due to forgetfulness of his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can get adequate opportunity to stay in Vrindavan and derive all spiritual benefits by the mercy of Sanatana Goswami. This is also the special mercy of Madan Mohan. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj, first offers his obeisances to Madan Mohan Vigraha, Sanatana Goswami's deity, the deity who can help us progress in Krishna consciousness. So therefore, advanced Gaudiya Vaishnava, knowing of the Sambandha Tattva, first offer their obeisances to Madan Mohan. This is a very good tip also for all of us. Maybe this time we had not sufficient amount of time and the sufficient amount of knowledge at our disposal, but next time we come to Vrindavan, the first thing to do is go to Madan Mohan and pray for his mercy. This year, due to the inspiring association of Atma Tattva Prabhu, I remembered this fact, and we went all to the Madan Mohan deity and threw ourselves before the deity and asked for his mercy to understand a little something so that we can travel over the field of Vrindavan, on the field of Vrindavan. So Sanatana Goswami is the ideal spiritual master because he delivers to us this kind of permission. See, you can't really enter a country unless and until you have a visa. Those of us who came from abroad might remember how at the Indira Gandhi airport they had to produce a passport on request and show, well, here's my visa, I'm allowed to stay here. So in a similar way, if you don't get the permission of Sanatana Goswami, that means the mercy of Sanatana Goswami, then you will not be able to enter Vrindavan. You will only be able to enter the mayic covering of Vrindavan. It's just like the astronauts, Prabhupada tells us, they were not able to see really the moon, which is a subtle planet with celestial beings having houses and gardens and towns and settlements on the moon planet, because they didn't have the adhikar, it's called in Sanskrit, that's the ability to enter there. So by the mercy of Sanatana Goswami, we get the ability to enter the real Vrindavan and understand Sambandha Tattva. And you will see just in a minute, or in three minutes as the class progresses, how to do that. But first of all, I want to say something which I feel is of great importance to us on Parikrama. Often we hear Vaishnava saying, Prabhu, give me the mercy. Or, I really got the mercy. And then they smile and drink ginger tea, a cup of ginger tea. What do you all understand of obtaining the mercy? What do you understand if you say to Lokanath Maharaj, please Maharaj, you are able to guide us from darkness to light of Krishna consciousness. Give me your mercy. What do you want from him? I feel this is very important. Please, for a moment, just think about this. We so often say, we want the mercy, or we got the mercy, or something. What is it? Is it just a word which starts with M and ends with Epsilon? Or what is it? Here is a hand. Who is it? Sankirtan?
Inspiration for devotional service.
Inspiration for devotional service. That's one. That is actually a very nice answer. And you get half a point for this. Yes, Narada Muni.
We have no qualification. So we have to beg for the Lord's mercy. This is our strength. This is our...
This is all... Actually, I must give Sankirtan one full point and Narada Muni another full point. It is very good. He said, I think both answers have been understood. Here's another answer. Knowledge, the mercy is knowledge of our relationship of Krishna. You also get a full point, Prabhu. And here's, what was your name? Sadhu Sangha, yes? Something similar. Mm-hmm. You said revelation by the spiritual master. Lokanath Maharaj, whose mercy we are all craving for.
In the dream last night, I was singing Tulsi Aarti.
Oh!
The different place of Vrindavan.
Yes.
When I got up this morning, I was thinking that was the mercy of Vrindavan. Even the bhaktas, he was enthusiastic, he didn't allow me to lead Tulsi Aarti.
Yeah.
Last night I led, that was Vrindavan's mercy also.
Very nice. Now here comes a realized story. He has obtained the mercy of Vrindadevi, whose place this is. He said in a dream he was allowed to sing the... Lokanath Maharaj said in a dream he was allowed to sing the Dulci Arati to Vrindadevi. He was engaged in the personal service of Vrindadevi. So this answer gets not only one point, it gets thousands of points. Now, let me try it. I said, what do you understand? And I was thinking of a certain answer, and therefore I was only giving half a point to Sankirtan because he didn't give that answer. All answers are nice, but let me try to give also one answer. It was once where Prabhupada gave a demonstration on this point. He was traveling on a train and Indians were going into his apartment saying Ashivad, Ashivad Guruji. Now Ashivad means blessing. And what is understood in India to be Ashivad is usually some material blessings, to have happy and healthy children and a prosperous family life and a new car, brand new ambassador, and so on and so forth. Now, Prabhupada was a little bit annoyed because of this, since the blessings of a spiritual master or the mercy of a spiritual master is different. And he gave us an example of what the mercy of the spiritual master is by saying to them, yes, Ashivad, I bless you that you may become like them. And he showed to his devotees who had given up family life and had given up all material life. So this, the mercy of this, so he was instructing them, but they receded. They excused themselves. They're not yet ready, and they left the compartment. Actually, because this is such an important point, I have to tell a story on this, but then we will go a little bit faster. There is a story told in the Shela, this is Stela Purana, it is a folk story. Once Krishna was in the spiritual world with Narada Muni, and he told Narada Muni, please bring back all the fallen conditioned souls. Yes, can I do this? Yes, I want them back now. I'm longing for their association. Oh, said Narada Muni, now when you have said so, this is a very easy job. I will go immediately and bring millions. Oh, said Krishna, try, but it's not as easy. And I give you a tip. There is one Mr. Patel in Gujarat. He is a likely candidate. But don't be disappointed if he puts you off. So Narada Muni went to Patelji, knocked at the door. Patel opened. Oh, Narada Muni, nice to see you. What can I do for you? Well, nothing to do for me. You can go back now to Krishna. Join his pastime. Ah, said Patelji. Ah, it's not so easy. I'm just now married, and my wife wants a child. You know, women are like that. Let me just conceive a child, then I have a Dharma obligation, then I come. Oh, said really, said Narada Muni. Okay, when should I return? Well, better safe than sorry. Come after 15 months. Then I might have been successful to create a child, conceive a child. So Narada Muni came, and Patelji opened. Oh, Narada Muni, nice to see you. What can I do for you? Well, said Narada Muni, you remember my first visit? You can go back home, back to the spiritual world in this lifetime. Oh, said Patelji. Let the boy at least have an education. Then I can go. Then he can take care of his mother. Anyways, because it's a very long story, Patelji always had excuses. He had to marry the child. Then the Patelji second had to create a Patelji third. Finally, Narada Muni was returning, and Patel was in old age. And when he knocked at the door, that time no one opened. He knocked again, and all of a sudden, the furious wife was opening. What kind of sadhu are you? Whenever you come, my husband is perturbed, completely bewildered. So at that time, they heard a noise. This. And they ran into the house, and they found Patel on the floor. He had hidden himself in the alcove, in the, what is it, attic, yes, in the attic, in order not to see and confront Narada Muni, and not to hear that life is meant to go, give up everything and go back home, back to God. And he had fallen from the attic, from above, and he had broken his neck. But merciful Vaishnava Narada Muni returned. After 5 years, he came back. There was a dog lying before what used to be the house of Patel, and he had his ear over his eyes. So Narada Muni took the ear up and said, Patelji, do you hear me? Can you hear me? Here, Patel. So the dog was opening his eyes. All of a sudden, some recognition came in his eyes. Oh, Narada Muni, he just grumbled in the dog's voice. What can I do for you? Well, come back. Krishna is waiting for you. You have no idea, said Patelji. This life is meant for doing your karma, your work. Now I have to guard this house. I can't just be irresponsible and leave everything. So this is the mercy of the spiritual master. He delivers us from attachment, from Maya. That is important to understand. That when we, so when we approach next time Krishna, or when we ask for mercy, let us keep this in mind. Sambandha Gyan means we have an eternal relationship. Krishna is waiting for us. Don't let him wait too long. We have one disease, and that is, although Krishna loves us and wants us back, we seem to not love him fully always. So on Braj Mandu Parikrama, this can be learned. So anyways, Prabhupada says this Sambandha Tattva is brought out by our Sanatana Goswami. Therefore, we worship Madan Mohan because he attracts us and he nullifies our attachment to material sense gratification. So if you come towards Madan Mohan, just pray, my dear Lord, take away this whip of lust from me. So there is, to help us also to advance, there is a Gayatri mantra which was explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Krishna, to Sanatana Goswami. Krishna knows it. The Gayatri mantra honors these two deities, Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopinath. When you first develop your relationship to Krishna, you go to Madan Mohan to be able to give up your attraction to Maya, then to Govinda to engage in the service, and then to Gopinath or Gopi Jana Vallabha, who is engaging you in Prayojana, the highest loving exchange in Madhurya Ras. So these three deities are alluded in the last line of the Kama Gayatri. So I will, although this Gayatri mantra is not said aloud, today I will say it aloud, because it's in the scriptures that it is written. I will not say it aloud because I'm not advanced enough. I will only say to those brahmanas who chant it, there is a Kama Gayatri mantra. See, it should not be said aloud. You can read it in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it shouldn't be said aloud. Krishna is called Kama Dev or Madan Mohan, the deity who established our relationship with Krishna. So in the last line, there appears the word Kama Devaya. Yes, this is Madan Mohan. And then, in the other verse, then there comes Pushpabhanaya. That is the personality of Godhead who accepts our devotional service, that's Govindaji. And then comes Gopi Jana Balabhaya. And he is identified with Gopinath. So by chanting this Gayatri mantra long enough, where you have Ananga, it's Ananga, sorry, in that last word, Ananga. Anga, that is Gopi Jana Vallabhaya or Gopinath, the highest goal. So, since we are in Vrindavan, and we have been instructed by our learned devotees and acharyas to ask the question, where is Krishna? I wanted to read to all of you a section from Sanatana Goswami's book Brihat Bhagavatamrita. As you all might have heard, Prabhupada says that in order to really understand Krishna and to understand devotees, we need to read this book, Brihat Bhagavatamrita. You will find there a detailed analysis of different devotees who are very dear to Krishna in different degrees. You will find also in that book the exact description how someone returns back home, back to Godhead. This book is very, very important, and therefore our Bhakti Charu Swami is lecturing about it. Now, if you want to understand a little bit about this book, there is a very nice compilation, which is actually a translation of the important Sanskrit shlokas, which is available. If you somehow happen to not have enough time to read the whole Brihat Bhagavatamrita, or if you are not such a strong, if you are a young devotee and you want to first read Prabhupada's books, which is very important, then what you could do is you could approach me after the lecture and I will send you this compilation. It is 10 pages, something like, yes, 10 or 15 pages long, and you will have a whole very good understanding. It's a translation of the Sanskrit. Also, if you are researching things, and if you want to, if you can't just go through a whole book so easily because of time reasons, please come to me, give me your name and address written down on a piece of paper, and then I will gladly make a photocopy once I'm back in my preaching place and send it to you wherever you may be. The reason why I'm stressing this is because Prabhupada says everyone who wants to understand something about devotees, about different kinds of devotees, about relationship to Krishna, he must read this book, Brihat Bhagavatamrita. So I'm offering this service to anyone desiring it. Most of you probably have already a good understanding, but those who want to deepen that, please come. So I wanted to read to you from this book a very important passage which is describing when the conditioned soul comes back to Krishna. I think that is what moves our hearts. When will we go back to Krishna? So let us hear what happened in the case of Gop Kumar. So it is described that it was late in the afternoon, and Gop Kumar had just attained Braj, and he saw how the whole village of Vrindavan was looking towards the direction from where Krishna would come. Even the leaves were looking, even the trees were bending, because they wanted Krishna so much. Then Gop Kumar heard the beautiful sound of that flute blended with the sweet sound of the mooing of cows. Hearing that sound of the flute, trees started to pour nectar. Tears started to flow from the cowherd folks. Milk started to flow from the breasts of Krishna's mother and nurses, and Yamuna started to flow in the opposite direction. She wanted to see Krishna. When the Yamuna sees Krishna, she comes in waves and brings lotus flowers and puts them before the lotus feet of the Lord. Gop Kumar could not make out whether that sound of the flute was poison or nectar, whether that sound was hard as thunderbolt or soft as water, because everyone was stunned. Whether it was hot as blazing fire or cool as the moon, because The Brajpatis became mad and fainted upon hearing that flute. Then the gopis came, and they had dressed themselves all wrong. And when they saw Krishna, they stopped their movements and fell down on the ground. And then, finally, Gop Kumar could make out Krishna in the middle of his friends. And now, please listen. Now Krishna says something to Sriram. See, Sriram, my dear most friend, the lotus of your family, Sarup is here. In other words, he refers to Gop Kumar as Sarup. Saying that, Krishna ran to meet Gop Kumar. At that time, a garland of Kadamba flower was hanging from Krishna's neck. He was wearing a yellow garment. A peacock feather was decorating his head. Due to the beautiful fragrance of his body, 10 directions were enchanted. A beautiful smile was making his fully bloomed lotus-like face even more beautiful. He came running towards Gop Kumar and embraced him and fainted. Gop Kumar also fainted. But soon he came back to his senses and got up after freeing himself from his embrace. He saw that Krishna was lying on the ground and the earth was soaked with his tears. Krishna was lying there, unconscious, because he was so much in ecstasy seeing Gop Kumar. And he had drenched the floor, the ground, with his tears. So all the gopis, they started chanting mantras, because they thought Gop Kumar was a demon who had attacked their Krishna, so that now Krishna had lost his consciousness and laid on the floor. But Balaram saved the situation. He knew what's going on. He said to Gop Kumar, Sarup, this is his name, Sprotar, in his Sada, in his Swarup city. Sarup, you just massage Krishna, then he will come back. And massage like this. So Sarup was doing his service. And so on. Now then there are very beautiful descriptions of Krishna and Krishna Leela. And I will not read all this, knowing well that the time runs out now very fast. But I will tell you a very confidential pastime. See, Gop Kumar became Sarup. And he also brought, he now brought back a Brahmana whom he showed his mercy. And that Brahmana, who was his disciple, saw Sarup and offered him obeisances. And then he asked that question. You know this question? The question we were all taught to ask in Badri. Yes, where is Krishna? That disciple asked his spiritual master, did you see him somewhere here? He began to ask this question to all moving and non-moving living entities. Singing the Lord's name loudly, that Brahmana disciple started to cry, holding the lotus feet of his spiritual master, where is Krishna? Seeing the love of his disciple, Sarup also was submerged in an ocean of love. Then the Brahmana, the disciple, got up like a madman and wandering around the forest, fainted. At that time, cows moved. See, that has happened. That happened in Vrindavan, here. Sarup was coming to Vrindavan. He saw his disciple and he wanted to show his mercy to him. So that disciple was actually ready. He asked the question, where is Krishna? And at that time cows moved, horns blew, and various musical instruments sounded melodiously. Hearing that, both the spiritual master and the disciple got up from there. They were lying there fainted, and saw Sri Gopal Dev walking towards them along with his friends and animals. They saw him actually. He was decorated with the great ornaments of his youth. The ocean of his beauty was constantly increasing the joy of the mind and eyes of all living entities. And his sweetness was increasing at every moment. His beautiful body was marked with all auspicious signs. His ears were decorated with ornaments made of kadamba flowers. There was a crown of peacock feathers on his head. And so on. It goes into a whole description. Seeing him, both the spiritual master and disciple fell on the ground and offered obeisances. Gopal Dev came up to them and embraced them with his long arms and fell upon them. He fell upon them. He bathed them with his tears and lifted them up. He cleaned the dust and tears from their bodies and embraced them again and again. Then he sat down with them and told this disciple, Brahmana, "O Brahman, you have been favored by Mathura. You are like a moon in the Vipra family. O Jana Sharma," that's the name of this disciple, "are you well in all respects? By your influence, I and all the members of my family are well." So Krishna, in other words, greets also this other devotee into his assembly, because we want to also be connected with Krishna. Therefore, we want to hear this. Now, I want to conclude this lecture, but before, I will make sure that everyone is awake so that we hear this. Prabhu, soon, please wake up. It is very important now to listen to this. It is only 30 more seconds for the ginger tea to arrive and the sweets to wetten our palate and let the blood stream through our tongues and brains. So please don't miss this opportunity. It is. I want to also tell all of you where we are. We are discussing the teachings of Sanatana Goswami. We are in Kamyavan, where all desires can be fulfilled. It is a place of Vrinda Devi, and we will soon go to different holy places. So, but before that, please listen to this one piece of instruction, which will make us happy in this life and the next. It is Narada Muni actually asked Krishna for a blessing. Now these blessings are very important. Once Srimati Radharani asked Krishna for a similar blessing. She asked Krishna actually for three blessings. Krishna said yes. One blessing Radharani asked from Krishna, and it was after a long time of absence. Prabhu, you are sleeping again. Please wake up this Prabhu, the best of the sleepers. Yes, it is you. Yes. But with closed eyes and the head. Yes, your soul is hearing, but we want your mind to hear that. So, sorry for being a little aggressive, Prabhu, but this is so important. You will be thankful for me after you have heard this instruction. Just doing my duty. Once Radharani asked Krishna for the blessing, "My dear Lord, everyone who comes to Braj, please take care that their expectations and hopes are always fulfilled." So Krishna said, "Tatastu, may that be." So here Narada Muni asked, "My Lord, please grant me the boon that no one ever becomes satisfied with your mercy, devotion, and love. The Lord said, Narada! Sorry. What kind of boon did you ask? Everyone knows that no one ever becomes satisfied with devotion. This is the natural characteristic of devotion. See, one is never satisfied with it. One wants more and more. Therefore, you asked some other boon for me. Narada started to dance in ecstasy and asked, My Lord, please let me constantly drink the nectar of your holy name and distribute them to everyone else. This is the first boon. And the second one is, whoever hears, chants, touches, or holds in his heart the land of your pastimes, like here Kamyavan, will be blessed with a loving devotional service at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Yeah. Jai! Yeah. Now, the Lord granted Narada those boons. Whoever touches this land, and we do so, and we hear about it, we also chant, Jaya Dadi, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. And we try to hold this land in the heart. We remember these different pastimes. That is holding it in the heart. For those, they will be blessed with a loving devotional service at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Do not doubt this at any moment. This is a fact. This is a great blessing of our Braj Mandal Parikrama, and it is ultimately the great blessing of Sri Sanatana Goswami, who by his instructions gives us the adhikar to move about here on the fields of Vrindavan, saying, Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So, Hare Krishna, we have ended our little presentation. Please excuse me for my aggressiveness in trying to get your attention. I know it is very difficult to stay awake because it is strenuous for most of us to walk the whole day, and when it's dark, naturally, and when one sits, one naturally feels asleep. I'm myself also constantly doing it. Please excuse me, I didn't want to be aggressive, but I thought it is my duty to help you focusing your attention, even at the risk of you cursing me and becoming angry at me. But this point is just too nice to let them slip by. So these were some of the teachings of Sanatana Goswami. Because most probably I've hurt some of your feelings, I want to really once again beg your forgiveness. And also, impudent as we are, we want to invite you for the next one. We will have the next Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who is the Prayojana Acharya. We have started with Rupa Goswami, because actually we are Rupa Nugas, we follow in his footsteps. But he is Abhideya Acharya. We had lecture Sanatana Goswami, and we will then move on to Raghunath Das Goswami, which is a very interesting life with many interesting leelas, which probably are for some of you new. So please come. Srila Sanatana Goswami ki jai, Braj Mandal Parikrama ki jai, Kamyavan ki jai, Srimati Vrinda Devi ki